Our scripture reading for our meditation this morning is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the second chapter, beginning with verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. He was known as the Wizard of Menlo Park, which is apparently a small town in New Jersey. Thomas Alva Edison went on to become one of the brightest minds the world has ever produced, one of the greatest inventors. 1,093 patents in the United States Patent Office are under his name. Brilliant man. By age 30, he was already thought to be an absolute genius and was known worldwide. He is the one that came up with the phonograph, really was the first one to develop what we think of today as movie projection and moving images, the light bulb. He actually did research into the development of concrete and how to make tires last even longer, alkaline batteries. Think of all the ways that that brilliant genius, that wizard of Menlo, touches your life every day, everything that you use, and all the ways that his brilliance have played out to help humanity. There's a museum in his name. It's actually his winter residence that was turned into a research laboratory down in Florida, southern Florida. And I've gone through it a couple times. Quite a museum. I'd encourage you to see it if you're ever down there. And across the street, there is a church that is called the Edison Community Church. And so at the end of one of the tours, I said to the tour guide, was Thomas Edison a member of that church? And she went like this and told me to come aside with her, and she whispered to me, no, he didn't have any time for religion. His wife was the one that gave the money for that church. She was a Christian, but he didn't have time for God and the things of religion, and he thought Christianity was ridiculous. I've done some other research on him, and he is what we would call a deist, somebody who believed that there may be some higher intelligence up there, and yet thought that Christianity itself and what the Bible taught was ridiculous. It's interesting that the message of the gospel is a very foreign concept to the brightest, highest abilities of man's intellect and reason that we can reach. It's a foreign concept to the natural wisdom of our world. Isaiah is being quoted by Paul here today. It has never entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Man's intellect, as wonderful as a gift as it is, and as tremendously that it can be used in earthly matters, as fantastic as it is and can reach such high things, yet when it comes to the things of God and to pierce into the wisdom of God, this is beyond man's capability because of the fallen nature of our intellect. And so the way to heaven that God has prepared for us and that he tells about in his word, that way to heaven that belongs to the eternal divine order of things, is incomprehensible to our own reason and thought and logic. Listen to what Martin Luther said. He says, look at what the most distinguished minds have thought of the future life, heaven, and the resurrection. Is it not a fact, he says, that the more distinguished their minds were, the more ridiculous the resurrection to eternal life was to them? And when man, through his intellect, does try to find God and does try to create a way to heaven, he always builds a bridge from this side, from us, to God. And God says that will never work. And so thank God that, as our text says, the Holy Spirit has been sent into the world through the Word of God and through the sacraments to uncover to us the mysterious ways that God has chosen to save us, the mysterious, unknown ways that he's chosen to come and save us. Listen to what Paul says again. God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. You get the impression that the Holy Spirit goes up into the mind of God the Father and finds this wonderful, beautiful truth about Christ being our Savior, and now brings that down to earth for us to know and to understand. What the Holy Spirit reveals to us is something our own intellect and reasoning could never figure out, and that is this. We don't build the bridge from here to heaven. God has built the bridge from heaven to you, to us, through the work of his Son, through the work of his own Son who took on human flesh and went to the cross to pay for all of our sins, to rise from the dead, to give each of us the hope of everlasting life. So that just by the simple little tiny gift of faith inside of a person's heart that trusts in Jesus, they possess heaven and are now heirs of that beautiful home. This God had to reveal to us through his word, because it's something the mind of man could never have come up with. And so if you go into a little Sunday school classroom, a four-year-old's, and Thomas Alva Edison's phonograph is being used to play a record, and a light bulb lights the room, his brilliance is being used there in earthly matters, and yet the little four-year-old who's learning the song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, in the realm of God's standards of academia, is of a higher intelligence than that of Edison. You see, to know Christ, to see in him your hope of heaven, to see in him as the Son of God, to look into the manger of Bethlehem and to be able to smile with joy, to look into the empty tomb of Easter and to see there your own future resurrection, to think about, based on God's word, what it'll be like someday to go through the gates of heaven. This is the wisdom and instruction of God. Jesus once said in his prayer, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Now, I want you to consider the words of our text in a slightly different way. That's also what the Bible teaches as well. Listen to these words again. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. And I want you to think of this now in regard to heaven, your heaven, waiting for you because of your Savior. We're presently in a kind of a craze of tiny houses. A lot of TV shows and young people are building tiny houses. It's kind of fun to watch what they can design in some of these. Some of our recent graduates built a tiny house recently and posted it on Facebook. The tiny house concept is interesting. Imagine somebody who has been born in a tiny house, and they've never been able to be outside. And let's say that the windows of the tiny house are all shuttered. So as they now have grown all their entire life living inside of that little edifice, that now they've never seen the outside world. Imagine someone taking them on a trailer out to the beaches of California and through the door trying to describe to them what the sunset looks like in California and looking out on the Pacific Ocean and the beauty of the mountains around and everything. And this person inside, their mind is so limited by what they've been living in that they just can't even fathom it. But then suddenly the door opens and they step out onto the beach and they now see what's been explained to them. How different that experience would be. You and I right now are living in the small little edifice of this world, and our minds are limited by the world we live in. The joys that we can have are very limited. They don't last. Maybe a couple days, and then they go back down. Our hearts go up and down all the time. We lose loved ones, whatever it is. The things that we can try to achieve and reach in this life are all limited because of this fallen world. And God comes and explains to us through his word what the joys of heaven will be like. Look at the book of Revelation, the final chapters. And we try to imagine it living inside of this little house of the world that we're presently in, and we just don't fully get it. No mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But someday the door will open and you will step out into the mansions of heaven. Your Lord says to you, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Amen. Our hymn will serve as our prayer today.